Thank you for joining us on the Mormon Channel Relief Society program from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. On the first week of each month, the Mormon Channel presents quotes and insights on the Relief Society visiting teaching message. This month, the message is entitled, Love, Watch Over, and Strengthen. As visiting teachers, we are called to love, watch over, and strengthen the sisters in our Relief Society, to minister to them one by one, just as the Savior did. In 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 15, it reads, And it came to pass that the multitude went forth, and thrust their hands into his side, and did feel the prints of the nails in his hands and in his feet. And this they did do, going forth one by one, until they had all gone forth, and did see with their eyes, and did feel with their hands, and did know of a surety, and did bear record that it was he, of whom it was written by the prophets that should come. The Savior is our example. We look to him. He ministered to the one. Sister Beck teaches how we partner with the Lord in this work.
Much of the essential Relief Society work we do doesn't happen in meetings. Let's focus now on learning about visiting teaching. Because we follow the example and teachings of Jesus Christ, we value this official calling to love, know, serve, understand, teach, and minister in his behalf. This is one duty we have in the church where we are certain to have the help of the Lord if we ask for it. This is one calling that is certain to increase our faith and personal righteousness and strengthen our own homes and families as we become partners with the Lord. A sister in this church has no other responsibility outside of her family that has the potential to do as much good as does visiting teaching.
As we seek inspiration through daily prayer and focus on the needs of the sisters we watch over, we will follow in the Savior's footsteps and become his disciples. Sister Beck goes on to teach.
Visiting teaching becomes a faith-based work when our focus is on people rather than percentages. In reality, visiting teaching is never finished. It is more a way of life than a task. Faithfully serving as a visiting teacher is evidence of our discipleship. We demonstrate our faith and follow a pattern established by the Lord as we report on our assignment every month. If our watch care were primarily about reporting that every sister in the ward heard the visiting teaching message printed each month in the Ensign in Liahona, it would be much more efficient to read it aloud to everyone in a sacrament meeting. Our reports are most helpful to the Bishop and Relief Society President when we inform them of the spiritual and temporal well-being of sisters and how we have been able to serve and love them.
We also learn from Sister Thompson that as we come to know and love each sister we watch over, we will understand better how to focus on their individual needs.
The beauty of visiting teaching is not to see 100% on the monthly report. The beauty of visiting teaching is seeing lives changed, tears wiped away, testimonies growing, people loved, families strengthened, people cheered, the hungry fed, the sick visited, and those who are mourning comforted. Actually, visiting teaching is never done because we watch over and strengthen always.
We know we are successful in our ministering as visiting teachers when our sisters can say, My visiting teacher helps me grow spiritually. I know my visiting teacher cares deeply about me and my family. If I have problems, I know my visiting teacher will take action without waiting to be asked. Sister Allred teaches how we develop the relationships needed to achieve these outcomes.
Through our regular monthly visits to our sisters, we can create bonds of love, friendship, and trust. If we listen to the promptings of the Spirit, we will increase our awareness of other people's needs. If we act according to those divine promptings, we can be a blessing to those in need. But we have to be willing to give of our substance and our time. The true measure of our life is not how much we get, but how much we give. Visiting teaching provides opportunities to give as we attend to the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of each other.
Daughters in My Kingdom, Chapter 7, Pure Religion, Watch Care and Ministering Through Visiting Teaching, suggests 9 ways visiting teachers love, watch over, and strengthen sisters. First, we can pray daily for her and her family. Seek inspiration to know her and her family. Visit her regularly to learn how she is doing and to comfort and strengthen her. Stay in frequent contact through visits, phone calls, letters and emails, text messages, and simple acts of kindness. Greet her at church meetings. Help her when she has an emergency, illness, or other urgent need. Teach her the gospel from the scriptures and the visiting teaching messages. Inspire her by setting a good example. Report to a Relief Society leader about your service and the sister's spiritual and temporal well-being. As we develop charity, the pure love of Christ for those we visit, and seek inspiration from the Lord on their behalf, we become instruments in His hands to accomplish this great work. We become more like the Savior, as Sister Allred teaches.
Relief Society provides countless ways to serve others. One of the most important ways to practice charity is through visiting teaching. Through effective visiting teaching, we have many opportunities to love, minister, and serve others. Expressing charity or love purifies and sanctifies our souls, helping us become more like the Savior.
In visiting teaching, we reach out to each other. Hands often speak as voices can't. A warm embrace conveys volumes. A laugh together unites us. A moment of sharing refreshes our souls. We cannot always lift the burden of one who is troubled, but we can lift her so she can bear it well. A sister who had recently been widowed was grateful for visiting teachers who mourned with her and comforted her. She wrote, "I was in desperate need of someone to whom I could reach out, someone who would listen to me. And they listened. They comforted me. They wept with me. And they hugged me. And helped me out of the deep despair and depression of those first months of loneliness." Another woman summed up her feelings when she was the recipient of true charity from a visiting teacher. "I knew that I was more than just a number on the record books for her to visit. I knew that she cared about me." When we show that we truly care, hearts are changed, and the love of God can truly be felt. Let's listen to examples from sisters today who are seeking to love, watch over, and strengthen those they visit teach. Celeste Wooden.
I have been praying for each of the girls that I visit teach, and tonight I just had this impression that I should stop by the apartment of one of the girls that I visit teach just to say hi. And I've never done that before, but I really feel like this girl that I visit teach needs me to be more than just her visiting teacher. I really feel like I need to be her friend, and this was how I could start. She had been a really hard one to get close to, and she hasn't opened up to my companion and I much when we visited her in the past. But tonight, when I just stopped by unannounced, knocked on her door, and just told her that I was there to say hi and see how she was doing, she seemed truly grateful, and she was genuinely interested in sitting down and just chatting with me for a few minutes. It didn't take long, and 10 minutes later, I was on my way home, and I learned from that in order for me to really help her, I have to know her first and show her that I care about her. I really think that visiting teaching is more than just visiting once a month and giving a predetermined lesson. I am a representative of Jesus Christ, and I'm an instrument in the hand of God.
Jan Hicken.
My visiting teaching experience that I'd like to share isn't in any way spectacular, but it had a profound effect on me and did me a lot of good. I visit teach a young single mother, and she has some health issues. She can't really function on all levels. And as I visited her at the beginning of the summer, I noticed that her lawn and her yard weren't being taken care of. And so I told her that I would do that for the summer. I enlisted the help of my teenage son, knowing that it would be a good experience for him to learn a little bit more about service. Each week we went to her home and mowed and edged her lawn, and did some general cleanup, and we did the small flower bed out front. We did this for the whole summer. I still visited her home and gave her a gospel message, but I know for sure that the yard care that we did for her meant much more to her than our monthly visits. And it blessed my life, and it blessed the life of my son to be able to care for her in this way. And it was certainly an experience that blessed both the giver and the receiver.
Carly Frazier.
The best experience I've had with being visit taught was a few semesters ago. I was having a hard time in my new ward, and I was missing old friends. And I had just moved to Utah from Idaho. And the emissary definitely took this as an opportunity to make me feel like I was insignificant and that no one cared about me personally. And I had had several visiting teachers before that had made me feel like I was part of their checklist. So they'd come in and teach the lesson, ask if they could do anything for me, and then they'd leave. So in this new ward, one of my visiting teachers asked if they could come by. I routinely set up the appointment with them. And they came by on a Sunday afternoon, and I remember there were people visiting, so we had to go back into my room to be able to have the lesson. And I was amazed when they started to ask me questions, questions that actually got to the root of the problems that I was having at the time. And I was even more amazed that I felt comfortable sharing the things that I was sharing with them. And these girls had only talked with me once or twice before. And when we were there sitting in my room, they talked to me for hours, supporting and loving me. I never once remember feeling like I was a burden or taking up too much of their time that Sunday, but they were there for me. And I don't remember them sharing a specific message from an inside that visit, but I do remember them sharing the lesson that I needed to hear that at that time in my life, and that was that not only did they care about me, but my Heavenly Father was aware of me and my needs at that time. And those girls were truly His messengers that day, and I have never, ever forgotten that experience or those girls.
Susie McCabe.
I visit our bishop's wife. She is a very busy mother of six little girls and doesn't always have time to sit down and with me, her visiting teacher, for 30 minutes or so, and to hear a message. But sometimes we'll talk on the phone for about that amount of time, but while we're talking, she can take care of other things simultaneously. Well, one Sunday at church, I asked her what she had coming up that week, and she said she had to do some decorations for the school book fair and would be up late after her girls had gone to bed, drawing and coloring these paper decorations that she had to make. So I thought, well, that sounds fun, and I could be helpful there. So I didn't really ask, but I just kind of gently told her that I'd like to come over and help her work on that project. So on the weekday or the weeknight that she was planning to work on them, I just showed up at her door, and I think she was a little surprised that I really came at 8:30 at night or whatever time that was. And together we just sat in her kitchen and drawed and colored with the markers these large paper pictures that were going to be displayed at the book fair. And the bishop was there, too. He was working on his little project to help her out and also trying to watch a basketball game. And so both the bishop and his wife were just really grateful for that, the little extra help that I could give. And so they didn't have to stay up quite as late as they would have had to. And it was just fun to talk with her and as we worked together, and it just made me feel good to be able to lighten her load a little bit.
Kathy Lamoureux.
My son's wedding was scheduled for August 4th, 2011. The open house was supposed to be in our yard, but the summer before we had just ripped out all of our landscaping because it was old and overgrown, and we kind of wanted to start fresh. Well, when the wedding open house was supposed to be there, I wanted the yard to look nice, but I knew that financially we didn't really have the resources to make it a super beautiful wedding in our yard. Well, one Sunday afternoon after Relief Society, my visiting teacher asked me what she could do to help with our upcoming wedding. And I remember telling her, oh, I'll just call you if I need anything. I think we all kind of say that, but we never really call. Later that evening, our doorbell rang, and we went and answered the door, and standing there was my visiting teacher. Her name's Diane, and her husband, Jesse, and he happens to be our home teacher. And we invited them in, thinking they were just here for a little chat, and And Diane said, well, we've decided we're going to help you get your yard ready for your wedding. We came over today to scout it out, and we'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 to work. I was stunned. I was a little bit embarrassed because our yard needed so much work. But at the same time, I was incredibly grateful that we'd have some help, and I knew that they really wanted to help us. Well, we walked around the yard, and I kind of showed them what I had hoped it would look like a little bit, knowing that we didn't have a lot of money or anything to do a lot, but if it could be weeded and cleaned out, then that would be great. So they went home, and my husband and I were both just kind of overwhelmed. Well, the next day, my husband and I woke up early. We were not going to be laying in bed when our friends came over and started working in the yard. We wanted to be able to help. And so we went outside and we started pulling weeds and doing a few other things. Diane and Jesse didn't get there till about 7:30. But when I saw what was in the back of their truck, they had their back of the truck was full of plants. They had actually split that morning 14 of their own plants from their own yard. And it was just incredible. So we took those plants out of the back of their truck, and we planted those. We worked side by side pulling weeds, laughing, getting to know each other even better. We sweated together. We really bonded. The time really flew by, about 3 hours. And when we were finished, I think we were all really pleased with the work that had been done. And I had an immense feeling of gratitude and love that filled my heart for these two very dear friends. Diane had been my visiting teacher since I moved into the ward about 2.5 years before. She had come faithfully every month. She had taken me to lunch a couple of times and given me many lessons. But I can honestly say that this experience of working side by side in my yard, and where she truly gave of herself and gave of her yard, her own garden, to us, from that point forth, I have felt a real bond of sisterhood with her. I had known in my head that I could call her if I needed her. But now I knew it in my heart. And this is an experience that I will never forget and I will always cherish. And I hope that when I do my visiting teaching, that I will be the kind of visiting teacher that she is to me.
Susie McCabe.
I visit teach a sister who's a school teacher. One Sunday recently, I asked her if I could come and visit her the next day. She said yes, but I could tell she had just a little bit of hesitation in her voice. And so I asked her if was that a bad day, and she said no, it's not a bad day. She had to get a ride home from school because her car was in the shop. But she thought I could come around 4. I told her I would pick her up at school. That way I could see her classroom and see. Well, she had talked often of how much she loves teaching and how she loves her students. And I just wanted to see that environment that she loved to be in so much. So I did pick her up, and afterwards we went and had went someplace and had a smoothie together and just sat there and talked. And it was a lot of fun. It was fun to have a visit that was different from our usual visits in her home.
Lisa Tomlinson.
This is something that I'd like to share about a friend that helped our family in our time of need. And I was born with a degenerative congenital hip, and I had 3 small children, and I had no other options. I had to have the total hip replacement because I had a lot of pain with arthritis. During that time, it was really hard because it that I didn't feel well enough that I could felt like I could take care of my children. And I had a small six-year-old that was in first grade that would have to walk a great distance to the bus stop all alone because we lived in a predominantly elderly area where there weren't any children her age to walk with. And I always used to walk her to school or walk her to the bus stop. My husband worked early in the mornings, and so he wasn't able to do that. And so one night when I was feeling really overwhelmed, I was praying for some help as to what I should do in this situation. And I know that one of my visiting teachers had mentioned to this lady at the end of our street that I had had surgery. That next morning, this little white-haired lady showed up my door saying that she had been told that I had had surgery and that she had a prompting as she watched my little girl walk to school that she felt that maybe I needed some help and she wanted to come this morning to see if she could walk her to school. And I was so grateful that she was in tune to the Spirit to act upon that impression because she truly was an answer to my prayers. It was very touching to me, and I started to cry, and I told her that I appreciate her, you know, willingness to do that. And every morning she came a little early and would help get my daughter ready for school, and she would help with my other children as well. And often she'd bring warm muffins, blueberry muffins, for breakfast for my kids. They really looked forward to that. And then even after, you know, I started feeling better, she continued to walk with my girls to the bus stop, and they became very close friends. And she was also became a very dear friend to our family, and we've kept in touch throughout the years. Every time we think of Jerry and her service and the warm memories of her, it always, you know, touches our heart. And when I mention her name to my children, a big smile always comes across their face because they have such fond memories of Jerry.
Rebecca Langham.
I feel like visiting teaching is not so much grand experiences as it is a series of consistent moments of caring and thoughtfulness. For example, this school year, my companion and I have tried really hard to just keep the girls that we visit teach in mind all the time. We have this one girl in particular who she tends to be more guarded with sharing personal information. So we visit her and we can chat, but we don't really know her concerns because she doesn't feel comfortable sharing them. And that's, I think, normal, not to feel comfortable sharing your personal concerns with the random strangers who've been assigned to visit you. So that's normal. But we do try to show her that we care regularly. Like, we'll stop by and say hello when we're just on our way home from school or whatever. And a lot of times we don't even do these things as a companionship visiting our sister that we visit teach. We just stop by when we feel like it's just one of us would go by. Or sometimes we'll write her a note, or when she's sick, we've brought her some soup before, things like that. So we try to remember her and keep her in our minds as much as possible. And then when we are planning lessons, we think and we pray about what we should share. Just recently, a couple of months ago, we were praying about what to share with her for the message, and something, a line from Preach My Gospel that I had used often on my mission came into my head. We created an entire lesson just based around this line from Preach My Gospel, and as we were sharing this lesson with her, it was extremely clear that she was very touched by this, and the Spirit was extremely strong, and she was very moved. And it was clear that this is what she needed to hear. And we still don't know exactly why, because she doesn't always feel comfortable sharing the most personal things about her life with us. But I know that because we have cared consistently, her heart was open to hear what we had to say when it was something that really mattered. And that because we prayed and sought out the guidance of the Spirit, we were able to know how best to help a sister that isn't always willing to just tell us point blank what she really needs. Sometimes that happens in visiting teaching where you have to seek the guidance of the Spirit in order to know what best to do for the sister that you visit teach. But I know that the Lord will guide us so that everyone can be blessed by the visiting teaching program.
Sarah Judd.
I've definitely learned from my own experience that visiting teaching requires a consistent effort, and it's not just a once a month visit that you can check off your list. And I noticed that when I approach visiting teaching as more of a friendship that evolved into a ministry. I'm a much more effective minister of Christ in visiting teaching. And one example that I have is I was called to help a recent convert that was in our ward. She was my visiting teacher, and she was a very sweet girl, and I loved talking to her. And as I developed a friendship with her, I would greet her at ward activities. I would go and teach her with my visiting teaching companion, and as we would send her text to make sure she was doing okay, I felt that she was able to open up to us. And I remember on one occasion I felt prompted to go talk to her by myself on Sunday, and as I went, I found out that she was struggling with a problem, and she was able to tell me what was going on, and I was able to comfort her and help her, and later on she told me that that meant a lot to her. And it's just little things like that that culminate to a meaningful relationship with your visiting teachee, and I really feel like I've been able to become a friend to my visiting teachees through doing small acts of service and becoming their friend, not just a once-a-month visit. I've really felt that as I do that, the God inspires visiting teachees and visiting teachers, and they inspire those that assign a visiting teaching or call people to visiting teachers, because I felt the Spirit as I've helped to call people to visiting teaching. And I know that God is in this work, and He watches over us, and the way that we can watch over other people is through visiting teaching. And we are literally Christ's hands.
Pat McKnight.
There are so many faith-promoting visiting teaching experiences that come to my mind. The one I thought to share is about two faithful visiting teachers who had no idea who they were influencing. They visiting taught one sister. The sister that they were assigned to teach was totally inactive, and they went there every month to visit her. And you know what? Sometimes she would let them come in. Sometimes she wouldn't. Sometimes she wasn't kind and didn't make it easy to visit, but they persisted. Often when they would see her, her next-door neighbor would be there, and they would be having coffee with each other, sitting there chatting, and she would invite them in. But there again, sometimes she would be rude to them. And the sisters were able to visit her for 2 years. She never came out to church activities, and towards the end of the 2 years, she suddenly became ill, and the visiting teachers were able to help her take care of her children and able to bring in meals to help her. They felt so bad because she never came out to church, and they never really got to really get into the gospel with her, but all of a sudden she died, and it was just really quite sad. And so after the funeral, they were still able to provide some service for the family, helping them take care of her home. And on one visit to the house, the sister's neighbor came over and spoke with them. She told them that she was so impressed with them and that the fact that they were faithfully came to visit her every month, even though she was rude to them, because she was sitting there watching her be rude to them. She said, "I don't know what kind of a church you have, but if they have people like you in it, then I would like to know more about it." So consequently, she started taking the missionary lessons and was baptized. I often thought about those two visiting teachers and how they did so much to try to help this poor sister in need, but also how they influenced the neighbor. You know, we never know who is being influenced by our example and our service.
As we strive to love, watch over, and strengthen those we visit teach, here are some questions we can ponder. How will the sisters I visit know that I care deeply about them? How can I help my sisters grow spiritually? How can I know what my sisters' needs are? How can I qualify to receive the promptings of the Spirit? How am I preparing to help in a time of need, spiritually and temporally? When we prepare ourselves spiritually and seek to meet the needs of our sisters through prayer, we can accomplish great things. Visiting teaching has become a vehicle for Latter-day Saint women worldwide to love, nurture, and serve, to act according to those sympathies which God has planted in your bosom, as Joseph Smith taught. Visiting teaching is an expression of our discipleship, and a significant way to honor our covenants. The Savior calls his disciples to work with him in his ministry, giving them the opportunity to serve others and become more like him. In Relief Society, each sister has the opportunity to watch over and strengthen sisters one by one through visiting teaching. Thank you for joining us on the Mormon Channel Relief Society program and for our discussion of the April 2012 Visiting Teaching Message. For more information on this program, visit mormonchannel.org. To share a story or experience with the Mormon Channel, email us at mormonchannel@ldschurch.org. This has been a production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.